Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis. Our guest today is Senator Chuck Grassley. And Senator, let's get right into it. First of all, I wanted to talk to you about some of the demonstrations going on in the Middle East this week. Obviously, the ambassador in Libya was killed. What do you make of these demonstrations, and especially in their relation to how the United States and Middle East relate right now?
I think it's, in some instances, it's a continuation of the war on terror in other means in other countries, and particularly, no doubt, directed against the United States, and probably a continuation of what happened on 9/11, because he started on 9/11. Originally, we thought it was a protest against a movie being shown that was presumed to be anti-Mohammed. It looks now like this is planned to a greater extent. I think the fact that it's a continuation of war on terror is evidence that the president's decided to send the Marines to Libya. I guess a key there is whether or not he's very sincere about the Marines doing what they're supposed to do. Can they use deadly force if they're attacked? I don't know what he said about that, but we need to know. Are they there? If they are attacked, can they fight back? Then I think we have to look at it from the standpoint of Egypt. They get $1.3 billion from us in foreign aid. Should we be giving foreign aid if they aren't protecting our embassy? Then that gets back to what the treaties and the international law have to say. Just like here in Washington, D.C., the Egyptian embassy, the Libyan embassy, we're committed to protecting that embassy. That's their soil in the United States of America. So it's American soil that was attacked when the Libyan embassy was burned, or when the demonstration that went forth in Cairo. So we've got to do every effort we can to make sure that that the governments that keep their commitment. Now, we haven't heard much out of the Egyptian government, but we've heard the Libyan government is going to work to and work with our FBI people to see if we can get those that perpetrated this and get them arrested and get them tried and get justice.
Another thing people around here definitely want to know about is what's going on with the Farm Bill right now. How have you been involved with that?
Well, I've sure been on the press enough. They know where I stand. And so I'm advocating getting a five-year Farm Bill done, because that's best for the government. It's best for the farmers who have to make long-range planning, not just one year to year. And also, if nothing's done, obviously the 1949 Farm Bill kicks in, and 1949 legislation isn't useful to 21st century agriculture. So I would say, in the order that I started, a five-year Farm Bill is the most ideal. If you can't get that done, a one-year extension of the existing Farm Bill. And then, I'm not talking this way, but other people are talking about, well, let's get a six-month extension. Some people are saying a three-month extension. Any one of those four, obviously, is better than not doing anything. The issue in the House of Representatives seems to be that some Republicans don't think enough money's been taken out of food stamps, and there's been a 2% reduction in food stamp money. And you want to remember, there's 46 million people, 46% increase over what we had 3.5 years ago, and that was greatly extended and expanded program in the stimulus bill. So some cutback is legitimate, I believe, but it's not enough for some Republicans and for Democrats. So a few Democrats won't join the Republicans in passing a bipartisan bill. The 2% cut is too much. I don't think they want any cut in the food stamp program. So that's what's kind of holding it up. But I believe that in one of these four alternatives I gave you, we're going to get something done before October the 1st.
You also had some words this week about the sunshine requirements having to do with doctors and their relationship with pharmaceutical manufacturers. What were you saying about that?
Yeah. I started a crusade a long time ago to get legislation passed. We did get it passed 3 years ago. It's the law now. Now our battle is with the bureaucracy to get the rules out. So my statement yesterday was about what's it going to take to move the bureaucracy, why are they holding up, et cetera, et cetera. But the whole goal of the rules and regulations as well as the basic legislation is to make sure that there's transparency, because with transparency comes accountability. And by transparency, we mean nothing more simple. We don't make anything illegal. Just if you are giving money to, let's say, a doctor to do consulting on some medical device that you're manufacturing, that ought to be put on the internet so that the public knows whether or not your doctor's got an economic interest, a business interest, a profit interest in using a certain medicine or device on you. And we think that that transparency will help. Some people think we should have passed a law outlawing those sort of stipends going to the doctor or the hospital. And I may have to do that. But right now I want to see if transparency won't do the job.
Another concern across the state is wind energy and wind energy tax credits. Where's that at?
I'm the father of the wind energy tax credit, so obviously, you know that I want to get it continued at least for 4 years. We think after 4 years it can be done away with because we think the industry will be able to stand on its own feet. And where we are is that I was able to, in a tax bill that got out of the Senate Finance Committee the last week of July, called an extenders bill, along with a lot of other provisions that were sunsetting, to get them out of committee. And now, of course, it's on the calendar, but it won't be brought up until after the election.
And finally today, Senator, what other goals does Congress and the Senate face here, especially before the election? Do you think anything else can get done before Election Day comes November?
Yeah, we got to pass appropriation bills so we don't shut down government on October the 1st. I think that will be done. I think the House is going to pass that today. I think next Wednesday we will pass it. Something else that should be done would be our final trade agreement with Russia on their entry into the WTO so we can export more to them. And they can, of course, export to us more on a free market basis.
Thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIA, KRLS.com, and a radio audio media player. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Pella is up next.